the communication style that builds psychological safety. In today's rapidly evolving workplace, success depends not just on what we say, but how we communicate. One of the most powerful factors in team effectiveness isn't intelligence, experience, or even technical skill, it's psychological safety. At the heart of high-performing teams lies a communication environment where people feel secure enough to take risks, share ideas, and even make mistakes without fear of punishment or humiliation. This psychological safety, when cultivated through intentional communication practices, becomes the foundation for innovation, engagement, and genuine collaboration. Understanding psychological safety in the workplace. Psychological safety, a term popularized by Harvard Business School professor Amy Edmondson, refers to the shared belief that a team is safe for interpersonal risk-taking. It's an environment where team members feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of negative consequences. Research from Harvard Business School has consistently shown that teams with high psychological safety outperform their counterparts in nearly every meaningful metric, from innovation to productivity to employee satisfaction. But psychological safety doesn't happen by accident. It's cultivated through specific communication patterns and leadership behaviors that create space for authenticity, vulnerability, and constructive dialogue. In workplaces where psychological safety thrives, team members speak up with ideas, ask questions when they don't understand, admit mistakes, and offer feedback, all critical behaviors for organizational learning and growth. The absence of psychological safety creates environments where silence prevails. People withhold crucial information, avoid taking creative risks, and keep their most valuable insights to themselves out of fear of looking incompetent, ignorant, intrusive, or negative. This silence costs organizations dearly in missed opportunities, unaddressed problems, and unrealized human potential. Communication foundations for psychological safety. Building psychological safety begins with fundamental communication practices that signal respect, openness, and genuine interest in others' perspectives. These foundations create the bedrock upon which trust can flourish. Active listening. Perhaps the most essential communication skill for creating psychological safety is active listening, the practice of fully concentrating on what others are saying rather than formulating your response while they speak. Active listening involves maintaining eye contact, asking clarifying questions, paraphrasing to confirm understanding, and avoiding interruptions. When leaders and team members demonstrate active listening, they communicate that others' thoughts and feelings matter. This validation encourages more open communication and creates a virtuous cycle of trust building. Experts in workplace mental health consistently cite active listening as a cornerstone of psychologically safe collaboration, as it helps validate experiences and create genuine connections between team members. Transparent communication. Transparency, sharing information openly and honestly, is another crucial element of psychologically safe communication. When leaders withhold information or communicate selectively, they create information asymmetries that breed distrust and anxiety. Conversely, transparent communication about decisions, challenges, and organizational changes helps team members feel included and respected. Transparency doesn't mean sharing every detail indiscriminately. Rather, it means providing context for decisions, explaining the reasoning behind changes, and being forthcoming about challenges facing the team. This approach builds trust through psychological safety and helps team members understand how their work fits into the bigger picture. Non-judgmental responses. How we respond to others' contributions dramatically impacts psychological safety. When someone shares an idea or concern, the response they receive will either encourage or discourage future sharing. Non-judgmental responses, those that acknowledge the input without immediate criticism, signal that contributions are welcome regardless of their ultimate merit. This doesn't mean all ideas are implemented or that critical thinking is suppressed. Rather, it means creating space between the sharing of an idea and its evaluation. Simple phrases like "thank you for bringing that up" or "that's an interesting perspective" can validate the contributor before moving into analysis or decision-making. Consistency in messaging. Psychological safety thrives in environments where communication patterns are consistent and predictable. When leaders say one thing but do another, or when messaging changes frequently without explanation, team members become wary and self-protective. Consistent communication creates a stable foundation upon which trust can build over time. Consistency also extends to how different team members are treated. When leaders communicate with equal respect and consideration to all team members regardless of status or role, they model the inclusive behavior that supports psychological safety. Leader communication strategies that foster safety. While all team members contribute to psychological safety, leaders play an outsized role in establishing the communication norms that either foster or undermine it. Leaders who master certain key communication strategies can dramatically enhance psychological safety in their teams. Communicating with vulnerability. Perhaps counterintuitively, leaders build psychological safety when they demonstrate appropriate vulnerability in their communication. By admitting when they don't have all the answers, acknowledging mistakes, and sharing their own learning processes, leaders give permission for others to do the same. Fostering psychological safety through vulnerable communication creates an environment where authenticity is valued over perfection. This doesn't mean leaders should overshare personal information or express every doubt and insecurity. Rather, it means modeling the honesty, humility, and self-awareness that make genuine collaboration possible. When a leader says, "I made a mistake in how I approached this problem," they normalize imperfection and create space for others to acknowledge their own missteps. Inviting input and feedback. Leaders build psychological safety by explicitly inviting ideas, questions, and feedback from team members. This invitation must be genuine and consistent to overcome the inherent power dynamics that often silence important voices. Phrases like "what are we missing here?" or "who has a different perspective on this issue?" signal that diverse viewpoints are not just tolerated but valued. The most effective leaders go beyond general invitations to create specific structures for gathering input. Regular one-on-one meetings, anonymous feedback channels, and designated times for questions during team meetings all provide concrete opportunities for voices to be heard. When leaders communicate their vision effectively, they inspire trust and create space for meaningful dialogue about the path forward. Framing mistakes as learning opportunities. How leaders talk about mistakes and failures profoundly shapes psychological safety. When mistakes are treated as shameful events requiring blame, team members will go to great lengths to hide problems and avoid responsibility. Conversely, when leaders frame mistakes as valuable learning opportunities, they create an environment where innovation can flourish. This reframing happens through specific language choices. Instead of asking "who's responsible for this error," leaders might ask "what can we learn from this experience?" or "how might we approach this differently next time?" These simple shifts transform mistakes from threats to opportunities, encouraging the candor necessary for continuous improvement. Using inclusive language. The specific words leaders choose can either reinforce or undermine psychological safety. Inclusive language communication that acknowledges and respects diversity in all its forms signals that everyone belongs and has value. This includes avoiding unnecessary jargon that creates in-groups and out-groups, using gender-neutral terms when appropriate, and being mindful of cultural differences in communication styles. Leaders should also be attentive to whose ideas get amplified in discussions and make conscious efforts to acknowledge contributions from all team members. Research on communication and psychological safety shows that these practices aren't one-time implementations but ongoing commitments that require constant attention and refinement. Communication pitfalls that damage psychological safety. Just as certain communication practices build psychological safety, others can quickly undermine it. Leaders and team members should be vigilant about avoiding these common pitfalls. Communication mistakes that signal disrespect. Certain communication habits, often unconscious, send powerful signals that others' contributions aren't valued. Interrupting colleagues, checking email during conversations, or dismissing ideas without consideration all communicate disrespect, regardless of intention. These behaviors make you appear unprofessional and damage the psychological safety of your team environment. Other common mistakes include public criticism, especially when it focuses on the person rather than the issue, taking credit for others' ideas, and making decisions without consulting those who will be affected. Each of these behaviors teaches team members that speaking up carries more risk than reward. Defensive communication patterns. When faced with questions or criticism, the natural human tendency is to become defensive. However, defensive responses shut down dialogue and discourage future feedback. Common defensive patterns include explaining away problems, deflecting responsibility, or attacking the messenger rather than addressing the message. Leaders who respond defensively teach their teams that challenging the status quo is dangerous. Instead, effective leaders respond to difficult feedback with curiosity and appreciation, asking questions like, "Can you help me understand your concern better?" or simply saying, "Thank you for bringing this to my attention." Sometimes a single thoughtful sentence can transform a potentially defensive moment into a productive conversation. Inconsistent messaging. Few things erode psychological safety faster than inconsistent communication from leaders. When leaders say one thing but do another, or when rules seem to apply differently to different team members, trust evaporates. This inconsistency creates an environment of uncertainty where team members focus more on reading political currents than on doing their best work. Inconsistency also appears when feedback is unpredictable, when similar actions receive praise one day and criticism the next. This unpredictability teaches team members that the safest course is to avoid taking initiative altogether. Great communicators understand that consistency in messaging builds the trust necessary for psychological safety to flourish. Implementing psychologically safe communication practices. Creating a communication environment that fosters psychological safety requires intentional effort and ongoing commitment. Organizations that successfully build psychological safety typically implement specific practices to reinforce desired communication patterns. Establishing communication norms. Many teams benefit from explicitly discussing and agreeing upon communication norms. These might include guidelines like no interrupting, questions are always welcome, or criticize ideas, not people. When these norms are developed collaboratively rather than imposed from above, team members are more likely to uphold them and hold each other accountable. These norms should be revisited periodically to assess their effectiveness and make adjustments as needed. As the team evolves and new members join, the communication norms may need to evolve as well. This ongoing conversation about how the team communicates reinforces the importance of psychological safety as a shared value. Training and development. Building the communication skills that foster psychological safety often requires targeted training and development. Many organizations now offer workshops on active listening, giving and receiving feedback, managing difficult conversations, and cross-cultural communication. These investments pay dividends in improved collaboration and reduced workplace conflict. Leaders should also receive coaching on how their communication style affects psychological safety. Many leaders are unaware of how their words and behaviors impact their teams, and personalized feedback can help them make critical adjustments. Resources on effective communication can provide valuable insights for leaders looking to improve in this area. Measuring progress. Organizations serious about building psychological safety through communication should measure their progress over time. Anonymous surveys can assess team members' perceptions of psychological safety with questions like, how comfortable do you feel expressing a contrary opinion in team meetings? Or do you believe mistakes are held against you? Other metrics might include the distribution of speaking time in meetings, the number of ideas generated during brainstorming sessions, or even the frequency of phrases that signal psychological safety, such as I don't know or I made a mistake. These measurements provide valuable feedback on whether communication practices are having the intended effect. The impact on team performance. When communication practices successfully build psychological safety, the benefits extend far beyond comfortable conversations. Teams with high psychological safety demonstrate measurable advantages in several key performance areas. Innovation and creativity. Innovation requires risk-taking, and people only take risks when they feel safe to do so. In psychologically safe environments, team members freely share unconventional ideas, challenge assumptions, and propose experimental approaches. This willingness to venture beyond the proven and familiar is the essence of innovation. Organizations known for their innovative cultures, like Google and Pixar, have identified psychological safety as a critical factor in their creative success. When team members can propose half-formed ideas without fear of ridicule, those ideas have the chance to develop into breakthrough innovations. Problem-solving effectiveness. Complex problems require diverse perspectives and complete information, both of which flourish in psychologically safe environments. When team members feel safe to share their observations and concerns, problems are identified earlier and understood more completely. This comprehensive understanding leads to more effective solutions. Psychologically safe teams also avoid the pitfalls of groupthink and premature consensus. Because disagreement is welcomed rather than suppressed, teams explore a wider range of options before making decisions. This thorough exploration generally leads to higher quality outcomes. Conflict resolution. Conflict is inevitable in any workplace, but how teams handle conflict varies dramatically based on psychological safety. In psychologically safe environments, conflicts are addressed directly and constructively rather than avoided or allowed to fester. Team members focus on understanding different perspectives rather than proving themselves right. This approach to conflict turns potentially divisive disagreements into opportunities for deeper understanding and more robust solutions. Rather than damaging relationships, well-managed conflict in psychologically safe environments actually strengthens team cohesion by demonstrating that the team can work through differences productively. Employee engagement and retention. People stay in environments where they feel valued and respected. The communication patterns that build psychological safety, active listening, transparent information sharing, inviting input also signal to team members that they matter to the organization. This feeling of mattering is at the heart of employee engagement. Organizations with high psychological safety typically report higher engagement scores, lower turnover, and better success in recruiting top talent. As word spreads about an organization's healthy communication culture, it becomes a magnet for professionals seeking workplaces where they can contribute their best work. Conclusion. Creating communication environments that foster psychological safety isn't a one-time achievement but an ongoing practice. Like physical fitness, psychological safety requires regular attention and maintenance. Leaders must continually model the communication behaviors they wish to see, reinforce norms when they're tested, and remain vigilant about addressing behaviors that undermine safety. The good news is that small changes in communication habits can yield significant improvements in psychological safety over time. Simple practices like listening without interruption, expressing gratitude for feedback, and acknowledging mistakes can transform team dynamics when practiced consistently. In a world where competitive advantage increasingly depends on unleashing the full creativity and commitment of every team member, the communication styles that build psychological safety aren't just nice to have, they're essential for organizational success. By investing in these communication practices, leaders create environments where people can bring their full selves to work, contribute their best ideas, and collaborate to solve the most pressing challenges facing their organizations. Remember that psychological safety is built one conversation at a time. Each interaction either strengthens or weakens the foundation of trust upon which psychological safety rests. By making thoughtful choices about how we communicate, we create the conditions where individuals and teams can thrive.